And unfortunately, the wind blew into the laboratory and blew the nitrogen trioxide all over the floor of the lab. So literally everywhere you walked in the lab was an explosion. Yeah, you couldn't pick it up. If you try and pick it up, then whatever you touch would explode. So it was great fun. It was just like... Yeah, you got some marks on the bottom of your shoes that's pretty substantial. You wouldn't go walking in them with bare feet. Didn't blow your foot off, but it was pretty good. How can you clean it up? Yeah. Touch it with a broom just to get a few explosions. That's about your only option. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. They used to do those sort of things at schools, but they really are a bit dangerous. So, yeah. Corrosives, so we've all dealt with corrosives. These guys then, the definition is a chemical that will dissolve metals or cause oxides an oxide crust such as a rust to form on the surface of a metal. Note here, this is quite a hard definition, so put a bit of a star beside it. Like if I ask you what is a corrosive, most people will just put, well, hydrochloric acid is a corrosive or sulfuric acid is a corrosive, and the definition is, so it's in terms of the metal, okay. The corrosives then will either be strong acid, strong base, or they can be oxidants. So if we take chlorine, for instance, it's highly corrosive, or it can be a dehydrating agent. Sulfuric acid then fits the boxes number one and number four. If you take sulfuric acid then and add it to sugar, to your classic sucrose, classic experiment, so we can see the sulfuric acid being added to sugar there. The result is a huge pyramid of nasty carbon, smells really disgusting. And what's happened then is the structure of that carbohydrate, what was the functional group chemistry of sucrose? Or just of sugars in general? What functional groups do we find in glucose and fructose? Yeah, so tell me what the name of the functional group chemistry is. Yeah, lots of them. More polyhydroxyl, yeah. Now, what are the other functional groups? Yep. Who did 10, 12 and stuff most recently? Kelly? Okay, you guys have done it twice then. That's why, yeah, polyhydroxy what? Yeah, what's a sugar? So what do we call it when it's a ketone and a sugar? Polyhydroxyketose and the aldehyde? Polyhydroxyaldose. Yeah, you've all done it, but some of you have done it twice, that's all. So, that's our functional group chemistry. So if you take an OH and an OH, then you can pull an H2O out of there. So that's a dehydration reaction, and it's the sulfuric acid that brings it about. Now, it's so violent then, it strips all of the OHs out. The only thing that's left behind is the carbon, hence the black, smelly stuff that comes out of the beaker. So again, it's a nice experiment to do. But the key is, if you take a strong dehydrating agent such as sulfuric acid, you do not add the water to the acid. Because if you do, what's going to happen is that strong dehydrating agent is going to grab that water and react violently and produce a lot of heat. And that heat then will produce a spontaneous boiling, and the boiling will throw the acid back in your face. So it's always round the other way. You basically have got a... your acid, you're adding very slowly in small quantities to the water with stirring. And that ensures that the reaction is moderated by the latent heat capacity of the water.